Okay, we're starting now. We're on Yud Ahmed Aleph on the like five lines up from the bottom or so. Okay, so Hilchos Shabbos. It says Hilchos Shabbos over here. So the Gemara says, right, so we said these don't have anything to support them, basically, or by head, hanging on a hair. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Michtav Ksivon. It talks about the Halachos Shabbos a lot in the Torah. So, lo nitzricha ela for this. Look at Rabbi Abba. The Amar Rabbi Abba is coming to teach you this halacha. A choyfa gumma, somebody who's digging a hole, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, vein tzorich ela lo afara. He only needs the dirt, but he doesn't actually want the hole, even though a hole is productive, but he doesn't care about it. It's potter aleha, it's going to be potter for it. Okay, and we're asking the kasha now because this is just going to be according to one opinion, but let's say what the opinion is. It's Kaman, that's Karebi Shimon, it's like Rabbi Shimon, to Omar, Malocha She'enu Tzricha Lagufa is Potter Aleha. The Rabbi Shimon holds is the famous concept of the Malocha She'enu Tzricha Lagufa, you're not Chayav on it, because he doesn't really want it. The source is a person takes out of a dead person out of the house to get the tumor out, and over there he doesn't really want the hoitzah so much, right? So therefore he'd be potter aleha. But the thing is, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Yehuda holds a malach sheni tzrichufa is chayev. So we want this to be the chuli alma. So answer the Gemara. Afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would actually be asking over here that he'd be potter, like Rabbi Abba said, because Hossa Matakin, in the standard case, well, there's a tick on there, he's accomplishing something. So Hacho is Mekalkel. Over here, we're talking about, it was putting it in his chotzer over there, and he's got a big ditch now in his chotzer, which is actually a kilkel. Who? So therefore, everyone would agree. So ask the Gemara though, my Kahoran Tulim Masara, where is this hint? Where's the hint then? We said it's not so source, but where's the hint? So answer the Gemara. It says Melechash Machshavis, right? The source of the lomdas of Melech Sheni Tzriklufa is one of the things we learn from. It is learned from Melechash Machshavis. It has to be right. Work with calculated labor, yeah. So Asra Torah, a Melechas Machshavis Lo Ksiva. It doesn't say Melechas Shabbos whatsoever about Hilchos Shabbos. In fact, it only says Melechas Machshavis in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Vayakel, and it says with regards to the Mishkan. But since we start off this Parsha and Vayakel, it speaks about Hilchos Shabbos, and there's a smichas together, so we learn one from the other, but it's not Mefurish. Now, Chagigos. So that's why it's over here. We're learning about Chagigos. Where does it say Chagigos in the Torah? So we kind of accepted that Chagigos are written in the Torah. So, well, it said Michsav Ksivan. It says about Chagiga. So says the Gemara. Lo tzricha look at the Omer le Rav Papa le Abaye. Rav Papa asked a question to Abaye. Mimai dehai. How do you know that this v'chagoyisav oisoy chag l'Hashem, that you should celebrate it or sacrifice it a chag to Hashem, is zvicha? How do you know it's shechting an animal? Dilma chugu chag ka'amo. Maybe it's saying have a party, have a chag ka'amo rachmana. So how do you know you're supposed to give a korban? Maybe it's just saying have a party. So we're saying that if you're going to say that, you're going to have to. It's going to come out wrong though, because it says elami ato. It says dixiv. Sorry, it says with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. It says v'yachogu li b'midbar. Hachinami, you want to say over there that when Hashem says that we should do a chag in the midbar, that means a party. Hachinami, dechuga, that it's a party. Chaga, who? V'chitei ma'achinami, v'chsiv. It says quite clearly, v'yoyma Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, gamma tati tein biyadenu. Also, you will give into our hands to take zavochim v'oilos, right? Shlomim and oilos. So you see over here, it's obviously going, the reason he's going to the midbar is to bring korbanos. You see, it's a korban. So no, he said, push it off. Dilma hachikama, rachmana. The Torah, the Hashem was commanding them, ichlu v'shosu, right, v'chugu chagu kama. He says, go and eat and drink. So Rashi seems to be explaining over here, so the ichlu v'shosu means basically eat meat that you do through shechting. Right, so the zvicha over there is talking about the animal aspect. It's talking about just shech food and eat it, and then also v'chugu chaga, and also have a party as well. Komai before me. So, but it's not conclusive that it's talking about chagiga.
So, just be clear. We're saying the pasuk, which pasuk is not clear on the not Moshe pasuk. We're going back to the Chag Osem, Osir Chag last year.
Ooh, okay, good. Yeah, you're right. I can't remember. Yeah, you mean it's going to the original Chagu Osir Chag La Hashem?
Yes, because the
Moshe
Pasuk says Vachim
Ba'olis. Yeah. Yeah, but Rashi says Zvichu. You notice that yeah? Could look what Rashi says. Rachmana ochlu v'shosu v'chu v'chagu kama v'hai zvachim dekra. So I don't know if he's connecting together. Mm-hmm. It's definitely connected together, right? Because he's addressing the issue of Moshe's one, right?
Even though it says Olus as well.
Yeah. It's a bit, yeah. Olus. It could be the deal with that. Anyway, so but you can't think this, that it's talking about partying in the midbar. Yeah, lo yisakadaitach, dechsev, it says over here, it says, lo yolin, you shouldn't leave over, means it's also to leave over korbanos to the next day. Chaleb, the fat of Chagai, of my sacrifice, ad boka, until the next morning. Ve'isakadaitach, if you would think, dechuga, chaga, if you're talking about that it's making a party, who, tarba is fat, lechaga, to a chag, there's not a fatty party, Islay. There's no ritual facts to a party, so it doesn't read. You can't say that it means a party. So then the Gemara pushes off as well though. It says Dilma Hachika Amar. This is what the Torah is saying over here, Rachmana. Chaleb, the fats that you get habab is man chag in the time in party time in chag time. Those fats lo yolin. You shouldn't leave over. So true. It was for sure talking about fats, but the chag part was talking about the festival, the party. Oh, but said if that's the case though, Ella me'ata habab is man chag. We're making a deal now. So it's mashma the way you're explaining this. Only in festival times, bizman chag hu dilo yolin. You're not allowed. There's a prohibition to leave the korban over till the next day. Yeah, ha make a diuk. Yeah, dechol shana kula yolin. The rest of the year, right? This prohibition doesn't apply. You can leave the korban over. Yeah. How can you say that? Because it says Kol Laila Ad Boika Ksiv. We've got another pasuk that says that basically it's a you know, all year this applies. It says all of the night until the morning you should leave them. Basically, you should put them to burn, but not after that. So therefore, you see, it applies all year. So answers. So the Gemara says no. But Dilma Imi Hahu, if it would have been from that. Havramina Haul Asay. That pasuk that you just brought was for an assay. It wasn't for a lot assay. Kos of Rachmana Haid Lav. So you wrote this one for a lav. So therefore, it could be possible that you could say that. Right? The question is it talking about Chag, just Chag, or all year? But that's a bit of a shtickle bit, whatever. But basically, we could say one's addressing this aspect, one's addressing another aspect, and you have not got a source still. But then we say, wait a second, how can you say what it's coming from, right? The lav, because of Korah Chavina. We've already got a pre-existing lav. Yeah, I suppose, Korah, I mean, that's for the rest of the year. Maybe, whatever. So, velo yolin, mina basa, asher tizbach ba'erev, b'yom arishon laboika. That sounds like it's talking about the fat chag over there. But anyway, it's saying you shouldn't be doing a lina. So you see, you've got the lav. We've already got a prohibition over there. So therefore, so how can you say this? This one's for a prohibition. But then we say no. Dilma la'avor alav b'shnei lavin ba'asei. Perhaps no. It's they're both lavin. It's actually there's two lavin over here, and there's one asei. So that's what it's coming to tell you. And therefore, you still do not have a source for. You can't say it's a chagiga. Ella, so we basically we let it go. Ella Asya Midbar. We're going to a whole new source over here. We're actually learning Gezeru Shava from Midbar. Kasiv Hach, it says over here, it says V'yichoygu li b'midbar, and you should sacrifice to me in the midbar. So it's not going back to the first pasuk, which is interesting as well. Right, it says V'yichoygu li b'midbar, and Kasiv Hosam, it says over there, another pasuk in Amos, which we had earlier mentioned, it says Zvochim u'mincha higashtim li b'midbar. Did you, right, we said over that was Loshim Bismia. Did you call yourself after the Chet Egel? Did you ring me to me? So Mal Halon is Zvochim. Just over there, it's with Zvochim. Yeah, Afkan. So too here, it's Zvochim. Okay. But let me say, now we've got a Gezeri Shavar over here. So the Gemara says, my Karim Atulim Basara. What's this like Rebbe's over here? Gezeri Shavar's pretty mefurish. So answer the Gemara. No, because over here, this is Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Torah with Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinun. Over here, the Gezeri Shavar, we're learning from Novi over here. So that's a bit, it's like more like a Remez. Okay, Mi'ilos in the Mishnah. Mi'chsav chsiv, and that's also written. There's the halachos of Mi'ilah written before in the Torah. So, Amar Rami Bar Chama, lo nitzrucha, ela l'kendan. We're using it for the following halacha with regards to Mi'ilah, which is not alluded to in the Torah. A shliach to asher shlichusoy. Somebody did a shlichos for somebody else. And the balabayit, the person who was gave the shlichos, actually inadvertently gave the person some hekdish money to do something with. So balabayis mo'al, the balabayis is held. Seen as the shliach did his shlichusoy, yeah.
He didn't know about the
shliach knew, neither of them knew about it, yeah. And we say that the me'ila, the aveira, is attributed to the balabayis. But if lo asur shlichusoy, if the shliach did not do what he's supposed to do, and he just basically was his own man, then the shliach is ma'al. He does the me'ila, and it's attributed to him. But referring to that was the end of the brisa, the mishnah. Sorry, I should say. But the first bit though, ki asur shlichusoy. But when the shliach did the shlichusoy, and he did what the balabai said. My ma'al, why is the baal, balabai, why is he ma'al? Because we've got a principle in the Torah, v'chizeh choyteh, someone does an aveira, bezeh mischayev, another person is the chet is attributed to somebody else. Normally, basically, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. You can't, you know. So this is a chiddush over here. So hainu, kaharim, tulim basara. We see over here, by the fact that the balabai is getting punished, whatever the sins are attributed to him, that's a chiddush. But then says Rava, I'm a Rava, my kusha, maybe not. Dil mashani meila, meila's an exception. Do yalfa, and we've got a source for it because we learn chait mitruma. We've got a gzeri shav of chait mitruma. Ma hasam, just over there with truma, which we know we've got a limud shluchel shel adam is kemoi. So you could appoint somebody to take truma some mice for you, and it works. Right, and it has to be somebody who's Jewish. Can't be somebody who's not Jewish. There's halachas, but that shliach is in place of him. So Afghan shluchah shel adam kamoisa. So to over here, the shliach of a person is like him. Okay, so Ella. So Amarava lo nitzrucha Ella is for the following halacha. Kedatanya niz. Right, this is talking about nizkar bal habayis. The bal habayis remembered v'lo nizkar shliach, and the shliach didn't realize it was hekdish. Okay, then in this case, the shliach is mal, right? By the fact, when the balabai was like, oy vey, I gave him the hektish one, right? So as soon as, basically, he's retracted himself from the situation because he doesn't want to do it, you know what I mean? So therefore, he's separated from the situation. So here, the shliach is mal. But the Gemara, that's the end of the brisa. And then, but the Gemara says, shliach on you, this poor shliach, nebach, yeah? Mike Ovid, what did he do? This guy just messed him up. You know what I mean? He was just, mind his own business, trying to do the guy a favor. And why should he be accountable for this? Hainu, Kaharim Atulim Basara. That is the Harim Atulim Basara. That is a chiddush that we. Okay. So I'm a Ravashi, but says Ravashi is going to be also maxed on this. My kushab, maybe not. He says, Dilma, me did to have it. It's just like something to have with a case of a moitzi, somebody who inadvertently takes mo'os of a hekdesh, l'chulin. Isn't that every case of basically me'ila? Is basically inadvertently, somebody accidentally, which he didn't mean to do, takes something that is holy, thinking it was chulin, and did it accidentally. So that's me'ila. So Ella, I'm a Ravashti. No, this is the case. Lo nitzrucha ella l'ktnan. From this Mishnah, notal evan. This person was schlepping an evan or a kora shel hekdish of hekdish. Yeah, haray zeh lo mal. He wasn't moil the first when he was schlepping it around. However, nosan l'chaveir. If he then passed it on to his friend, who ma'al? It's attributed to him, the one who gave it to his friend, and v'chaveir lo mal. And his friend did not do the meila. But wait a second. We're saying that michti, since Mishkal Shokla in the beforehand, in the on the outset, when he first took it himself, the first guy, and was schlepping it around, yeah, why didn't he do Me'ila? Mali who? Mali Chaveiro. Why does the Me'ila only take place when he passes over to the second guy? It should have, the first guy was schlepping it around, should have already been Chai for Me'ila before he had passed it to his friend. So, Hainu Kanorim Tulim Basara. That's the explanation. But then we say, no, my Kusha. Maybe this is a situation like Shmuel said. Dama Shmuel, Hacha, you've got to understand what we're talking about over here, this case. This is, it's talking about Begizbar, it's talking about the temple treasurer, Hamusurus Lo Avnei Binyan. He's got the Beis HaMikdash's building yard, yeah, Askinon. So, Dechol Hecha Demancha, where everything is placed. Yeah, basically, he's got all these pieces of wood and pieces of stones. Is Breshusa Didei Mancha is in the Breshus of Hekdesh, is in the building yard. So that's why only if he gave it to an external party now, who's not working for the base of Mikdash, then the Mila would take place, and then it would be attributed to him. So Ella, we're going to learn from the Sefer, but we're going to save this till tomorrow.
Oh, cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.